Blog Talk Radio.
Prayer is a spiritual weapon that enables us to access the kingdom of heaven. Prayer is a guided missile. Prayer transcends boundaries and knows no limits. Prayer overrides the enemy and it exposes his agenda. It is in the place of prayer that the will of God is enforced and that his kingdom is made manifest on earth and among men. That is why in Luke chapter 11, verse 2, Jesus instructs us, pray that thy kingdom come and let thine will be done. He didn't say preach or sing that thy kingdom come. He said pray that thy kingdom come. Prayer power. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And we come to give God all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor here at the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. Hallelujah. Prayer power, prayer power, prayer power. No prayer, no power. Little prayer, little power. Much prayer, much power. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We come in the midst of the festivities all around us as we are celebrating this day and celebrating this week. Glory be to God. We thank God for the noise. We thank God for the celebrations. We thank God for the jubilant spirits. We thank God for the firecrackers. We thank God. We thank God. We thank God. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And we come down in the spirit of prayer. Amen. To pray and to pray and to keep on praying. To pray, to pray, to pray and to keep on praying. Why? Because we ought to always pray and not to faint. Prayer, 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 prayer. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We are told in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5, verse number 16, amen, to rejoice always, to pray without ceasing, and in everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Father God, we come, we come, we come. We come with a grateful heart. We come with an attitude of gratitude. We come with praise and thanksgiving. We come to say thank you that we can come. We say thank you that we desire to come. We come to say thank you that we come in Jesus' name. We come in the only name with the power, the only name with the authority. Hallelujah. We come in faith and we thank you for your grace and your mercy that allows us to come. Father God, hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. As we come, Father God, hallelujah, we confess every sin of omission, every sin of commission. Father God, anywhere we failed you, anywhere we've come short of your glory, of your honor, and of your praise. And we ask that you would forgive us even right now. And we thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for your faithfulness to do so, Father God. You said if we would confess our sins before you, Father God, you would forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. So we come, Father God, hallelujah, rejoicing in the God of our salvation. Now, we come giving you thanks in everything. Thanking you for a roof over our head. Thanking you for clothes on our bodies. Thank you for shoes on our feet. Thanking you for life, for health, and for strength. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. We come to say thank you for the precious Holy Spirit. Thank you for a host of angels encamped around about us. Thank you for the power of your word and the word of your power. Thank you for an open heaven. Thank you for the gift of salvation, the process of sanctification. Oh, Father God, we bless you. We thank you for our family. Thank you for our friends. Even our enemies. Thank you, Father God, for the opportunities that you have afforded us. Thanking you for our gifts and our talents. Oh, Father God, we bless you right now, Father God. Thank you for the neighborhoods we live in. Thank you for the cars that we drive. Thank you for our past, our present, and our future. Father, we bless you. Thank you for our leaders. Thank you for these men and women. Oh, Father God, in the fivefold ministry, who labor in your word. Thank you for all those, Father God, on the missionary field, working in the vineyard, night and day. Oh, we bless your name on today, God. Wonderful God, wonderful God, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful God. How great is our God. Hallelujah. We say thank you, God. Thank you for our church homes, our places of employment, our schools, our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren, great-great-great-grandchildren. Thank you for our legacy, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we say thank you, Father, for if it had not been for the Lord on our side, we don't know where we would be. Oh, God, we bless your name, God. We thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We thank you for the partners. We thank you for the laborers. We thank you for the supporters. We say thank you, God, that we have overcome and we are still overcoming. Now, we want to say thank you that we can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. Oh, glory be to the living God. We want to bless your name on today, God. Hallelujah, that greater is he that lives within us than he that lives within the world. Hallelujah, we bless your name. Hallelujah, because your name is the highest name. It's the greatest name. It is the only name recognizable in heaven and on earth with the authority to move and to do. When we connect to you in prayer, hallelujah, and we bless you, God, and we rejoice. We rejoice, Father, hallelujah. Father God, we realize it could get worse. It could be worse, but it's going to be better because there is a day real soon, Father God, that we're going to see you face to face. There's a day right soon. Oh, Father God, hallelujah, where you're coming back for a church without a spot or a wrinkle. And we're going to be in the number, ready to receive you and ready to be received. So we bless your name on today, God. Hallelujah, as we rejoice and give you thanks in everything. For we know that this is your will. This is your pleasure. This is what you would have us to do. And this is what we gladly do. Yes, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the day. Thank you, Father God, for the week, for the month, for the year, for the life that Jesus came to deliver unto us. He came that we might have life and that we might have life more abundantly. Oh, God, we bless your name right now, God. God, you told us that when we pray, we are not to be like the hypocrites, for the hypocrites, they love to stand in the synagogues, hallelujah, and on the street corners, so that they might be seen by men. Glory be to God. And Father God, you said that they already have their reward. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, because they come to be seen. But Father, we don't come to be seen. Oh, glory be to God. We don't come to be heard by men. Father God, for you are a spirit, and we who worship you must worship you in spirit and in truth. Oh, Father God, we don't come, Father God, for our fancy words and our rhetoric and our poise and posture. Oh, God, our garments to be seen. Oh, Father God, so man can give us the praise on how well we did. This is not why we come, Father God. But, Father God, we come, hallelujah, to be heard of you. For you said that if your people called by your name would humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways, then you promised, Father God, that you would hear us, that you would answer us, and that you would heal the land. So, Father God, we come in spirit and truth. You tell us to enter into your gates with thanksgiving in our hearts, to enter into our courts with praise, to be thankful unto you and to bless your name, because you're worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy to be praised. Oh, Father God, we come. Oh, Father God, our heart prays. We ask, Father God, that you would search our hearts. And if you find anything that shouldn't be, we ask that you would take it out and strengthen us, Father, to do better, to be better. Oh, Father God, you told us to rend our hearts and not our garments. Father God, you see the hearts. You know the hearts. You know the heart of men. Oh, Father God, and we want to pray, Father God, from our hearts. We want our mouth to speak what's in our hearts. Oh, Father God, to be genuine before you, to be careful before you, to be praiseworthy before you, to be truthful before you, Father. Oh, Father God. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord. We want to do better. We want to be better. And we thank you, Father God, that your spirit is there to help us to accomplish the mission, to accomplish the goal, and to be all that you've called us to be. Oh, Father God, to do all that you've called us to do, knowing that you did not make any mistakes, but it's not up to you, it's up to us to come into agreement, agreement with your word, agreement with your spirit, agreement with your power, agreement. Oh, we bless your name on today, Father God. We come into agreement with you, for you are a person. Your spirit is a person. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. And we bless your name on today, God. Hallelujah, that when we pray, mountains move. When we command them to move and to be cast in the midst of the sea, we speak to the mountain of death, a premature death, and command the mountain to be thou removed and cast into the midst of the sea. We speak to the mountain of sickness and command the sickness to be thou removed and cast into the midst of the sea. In the name of Jesus, we speak to the mountain of debt and command it to be thou removed and cast into the sea. In the name of Jesus, be thou removed. Oh, glory be to the living God. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before you. Heaven and earth adore you. What a mighty God we served. Oh, glory be to God. We speak to the mountain of drama and command you to be thou removed. And we speak to the mountain of hindrances and command you to be thou removed. We speak to the mountain of fear and command you to be thou removed. We speak to the mountain of doubt. We speak to the mountain of sin. We speak to every mountain, not of God, not of God's will. We disperse you and command you to be thou removed in Jesus' name as we choose to lay aside every weight and every sin that so easily beset us, that weight and sin that keep tripping us up, and we keep tripping over ourselves. Oh, Father God, because of the weight of sin, oh, Father God, but Father God, we choose to let it go. Hallelujah. As we confess, and in our confessing, we're turning. We're turning from our wicked ways. We have to turn towards you in your direction. For you said there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death. We're no longer walking in the way, in the highway, in the broad way, the way that everybody is going. The majority of the people are in the broad way. For Father God, you said it's the popular way, but it's the way that leads to hell and destruction. We choose to hop off, Father God, and walk the narrow way. Oh, glory. glory. Not a lot of people on the narrow way, but it's the right way. It's the way of truth. It's the way of life. It's the way of the answers to the world, the blessing, the prosperity. The favor of God, the blessings of God, the triumph of God. We choose to walk the narrow way, oh, Father God, even when we got to walk by ourselves. We know that we're never by ourselves because you are always with us, leading us, guiding us, directing us, instructing us in the way that we should go. Whenever we want to hear, whenever we want to listen, and whenever we want to obey, then we have the way because you are our shepherd, and you lead us beside the still waters. You restore our soul. You lead us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for thou art with us. Thy rod and staff, they comfort us. You prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies. You anoint our head with oil, and our cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy follows us all the days of our lives, and we dwell in the house, in the house, in the house of the Lord, forever, 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 and forevermore. Oh, glory be to the living God. And so, Father God, we say thank you that we are dwellers in your house. And because we abide in your house, we are in the safe house. Oh, Father God, we are unable to be touched by evil. We can go to sleep and rest and not worry about, Father God, the arrow by day or the terror by night. We can, Father God, lay our heads down and not worry about the plagues coming near our dwelling. Because, Father God, it's not our dwelling, it's your dwelling. We dwell with you. You dwell with us. We abide in you. You abide in us. And we bless you right now, Father God, that we are one with you. And we say thank you for the power of prayer that keeps us connected. The power of prayer, the power of obedience. Oh, Father God, hallelujah, the power of faith. Joy in the Holy Ghost, for the joy of the Lord is our strength, and we are strong in you. Let the weak say, I'm strong. Oh, glory be to God, and we bless your holy name, and you bless your righteous name, Father. Hallelujah. So we want to say thank you, Father God, that your reward is full. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. And Father God, not only will you reward us one day with our heavenly crowns, but you have already rewarded us, Father God, with life and blessings. Father, blessings of the Lord make it rich, and you add no sorrow to it. We are daily, Father God, hallelujah, loaded with benefits. You come loaded every morning. Oh, Father God, more than we can handle, more than we can deal with, more than we deserve. Father God, we want to say thank you for it, because if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, we don't know where we would be, but we definitely wouldn't be where we are right now. Oh, Father God, and we bless you. We bless you, Father God, for looking beyond our faults and supplying our needs, for even when we messed up, even when we failed and we kept on falling. Father God, you was there assisting us to get up and start all over again. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. So we walk with you, and you walk with us. And we thank you that nobody can separate this relationship. Oh, Father God, that is developing. We are falling in love with you only because you already loved us, and you loved us from the beginning, before the foundation of the world. Your love was intact and cannot be moved. Father God, neither breath nor life, nor death, nor height, nor width, nor angels, Father God. Nothing and nobody can separate, hallelujah, tell you the love that you have towards us, it is intact. It is solid. It is permanent. It is resolved and absolute. And Father God, for this, we say thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for helping us to complete our mission, helping us to complete the journey. And we know that all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and for those who are called according to your purposes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. So even the mistakes that were made, Father God, by your grace and mercies, because you love us and because we love you and because we've been called by your purposes, you have taken those mistakes, oh, Father, and grinded them in into a good purpose, remolded them, reshaped them. Oh, Father God, even in our forgiven state, and for Father God, we say thank you for it, God. We bless you for it, God. We magnify your name, God. We honor you, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. That is all right already. It's all right already, Father God. We come with our heads up. Our heads are not bowed down, Father God, because we know who we are in you. Oh, Father God, and we rejoice, and we rejoice, and we rejoice, and we rejoice and give thanks in all things. For we know, Father God, that it gives you pleasure when we exercise our faith in prayer, our faith, a lifestyle of faith, decisions based on faith, words spoken in faith. Oh, God, we say thank you that faith, faith that acts like a thing is so, even when it's not so, that it'll be so, because you already said so. You said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. So we say thank you, Father God. You told us to be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to man. Father God, we are not anxious for anything. Father God, hallelujah. We bind every spirit of fear, every spirit of anxiety trying to break us down, trying to get us, Father God, to take medication and to increase the meditation and to live in secret and to live in a cave. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Father God, we don't care what it looked like with our natural ears. We don't care what we heard with our natural ears, what we feel, what we taste. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. But, Father God, we know what your word says, and that's what we are holding on to. Because in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God. And the word was God. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. And you are God all by yourself. And you honor your word above your name. Father God, you cannot deny yourself. You are a God of justice. If you said it, amen, it got to be done. It's already done. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. So, Father God, we are not going to fret what's going on around us because we're sin doth abound. Grace doth much more abound. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. We are not going to be fearful of the arrow by day or the terror at night. We are not going to be fearful, Father, of darkness when darkness comes with quick momentum. Because greater is he that lives within us than he that lives within the world. And if God be for you, who can be against you? So, Father, we are anxious for nothing. But, Father God, in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, we come to you. We make our requests known to you. We come boldly before the throne of grace. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lay every need at the altar. We lay every request at the altar. We lay every desire at the altar. We lay every name on the altar, Father God. God, people we know and people we don't know, people that are suffering and people that are doing well, Father God, people with an abundance and people with lack. Oh, Father God, those who are healthy and those who are sick, those who are single and those who are married. Oh, Father God, those who are employed and those who are unemployed. Those, Father God, behind a closed door and those standing in front of an open door, those in the ministry and those without the ministry, Father God. We pray for the saved and we pray for the unsaved. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we make our requests known unto you. We pray for our leaders in the spiritual world, in government, in the White House, in the schoolhouse. Oh, Father God, we pray for those locked up in the jailhouse, in the whorehouse, in the drug house, in God's house, in our personal homes. Oh, Father God, we pray for every house, every temple. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, because you know what's going on in the other countries. You know what's going on in the house next door. You know what's going on in government. You know, Father, we don't know. We only know what they tell us. And we know that they're telling us what they want us to believe because there is fake news. But we want to thank you that your word is not fake. Oh, Father God, the gospel is good news. Hallelujah. Nothing fake about it. And we choose to go with the good news and relinquish the fake news, Father. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Because there's more good news coming. Because you're coming back for a church without a spot or wrinkle. And we say thank you that you have counted us to be in the number. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for inclining your ear, O Lord, to hear us, inclining your ear to answer us. Father God, as we continue to humble ourselves before you, oh, Father God, hallelujah. It's not about us. It's all about you. As we continue to seek your face, but we know that we have not because we ask not, but when we ask, we shall receive. When we seek, we shall find. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. And when we knock, the door shall be opened. Oh, thank you, Father God, hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And you will answer. You say, when we have sought you with our whole hearts, Father God, hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. We realize that we're coming up against spiritual warfare. There's a bunch of spiritual warfare, Father. Oh, Father God, but whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. And whatever we loose on earth is loosed up in heaven. And so, Father God, we bless your name right now, God. We honor your name right now, Father God. We touch and agree with one another. We touch and agree with your spirit, and we touch and agree with your word, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you have inclined your ear towards us because our hearts are pure, because our sins have been confessed, and because we mean right. We're not playing church. We're not playing with you, Father. We're not lukewarm. Oh, Father God, but we've decided to make Jesus our choice. Hallelujah. And we're on your side. Hallelujah. And very grateful. Hallelujah, that you're on ours. And so we bless you for answering us. We thank you, Father. When we are afflicted, you answer us. When we are needy, you answer us. Oh, Father God, you answer us just because we are your children and we qualified to be answered. Father God, in the name of Jesus, that anything we ask in your name, anything we ask in your name, believe it, Father God, we receive. We receive it in the name of Jesus. We receive it according to your will. So, Father God, this is why we pray your will, because we know, Father God, that your word will not return into your void, but it will always accomplish absolutely everything that you have sent it forth to do. So, Father, we say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you, Father God. Thank you for your people. Thank you for your spirit. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your angels. Thank you, Father God, for the open doors. Thank you, Father God, for eternal life. Thank you for the gift of salvation. Thank you that we're born again. And if any man or woman be in Christ, they are a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Thank you for prayer power. Thank you for prayer power. Lord, teach us how to pray. Teach us how to pray. Help us not to be lazy in prayer. Help us not to be lackadaisious in prayer. But, Father God, help us to be fertile in prayer. Oh, Father God, and help us to be frequent in prayer. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, not to be praying to be heard by man, but to be heard by you. Because, Father God, man cannot answer. You answer. The heart of the king is in the hands of the Lord. So that means that every good and every perfect gift coming from above. And we say thank you, and we bless you, and we magnify you. Father God, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you for helping us to be obedient. Obedient, Father. Obedient, obedient in, Father God, presenting our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you, which is our reasonable service. Obedient in our choices. Obedient, Father. Hallelujah. In our finances and our money and our relationships. Obedient in our private life. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, obedient. Obedient. Thank you, Father. We bless you and we magnify you. So, Father, we say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for all the rejoicing going on around us. And thank you for the rejoicing going on within us. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And we say thank you that you are within us. Oh, Father God, Father God, we look forward to the day that we will see you face to face. We look forward to the day, Father, that we will hear you say, well done, my good and faithful servant. We look forward to the day, Father God, that we shall forever be with the Lord. We ask, Father God, that you will accept our prayer. It is in faith that we offer it in the name of Jesus. We bind every spirit of retaliation. Father God, we seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. We cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare, declare, decree. It cannot be broken. It will not be broken. It's unable to be broken. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. And may the words of our mouth and may the meditation of our heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And we bless the name of the living God. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. And this concludes, hallelujah, our service for today. Hallelujah. And to God be all the praise, and to God be all the glory, and to God be all of the honor. Amen. Everybody be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Jesus Christ is King. Jesus Christ is Lord. And every knee is going to bow, and every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. He is Lord. He is Lord. He has risen from the dead, and he is Lord. And every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is King, and Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen, amen, and amen. Blessings on blessings on blessings. This is Apostle Dr. Afrida. Amen. Hallelujah. From the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Hallelujah. We ask that you would visit us on our website at lifewordjesus.org. Lifewordjesus.org. Send us out an email. Communicate with us. Amen. Our email address is lifewordjesus@gmail.com. We want to hear from you. Amen. And please continue to come back. Amen. And let us continue to pray without ceasing. Pray in the morning. Pray in the noonday, pray at night, pray in the midnight hour, pray when things are good, pray when things are bad, pray when it's hot, pray when it's cold, pray when it's raining, pray when it's snowing. Amen. Pray, pray, pray in the high place and from the low place. Pray, pray, and keep on praying because God will hear and God will answer, and that is all we need. God bless you. Amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen, amen, and amen.
Thank you.